as
God
intended.
Let's go.
Welcome, healers, to Looking for Healing Radio, where pharmaceuticals are not medicine, but love always is. I am your host, Dr. Brian Artis, and thank you so much for listening. Hope you're having a great Monday morning. Remember to tell your friend and friends they can join us live on the America Out Loud Talk Radio Network and via recorded podcast at AmericaOutloud.com, on the iHeartRadio, Spotify, and Pandora networks. Just download the America Out Loud phone app for Apple, Android, or Alexa, whatever you need to listen at your leisure. Today's episode is being brought to you by globalhealing.com, simply the finest, most potent, most effective natural medicines in the world today. Feel the difference integrity and love for medicine making can make for you. Go to globalhealing.com and enter promo code OUTLOUD to discover the medicine God intended for us all. Get incredible deals and find Global Healing and all of the wonderful AOL sponsors at americaoutloud.shop. All right, healers, we have a great show for you today. I'm actually going to be spending just time alone with you for each of these three segments. And what I'm going to be discussing are some of the most common diagnosed cardiovascular diseases, some of the most common cardiovascular symptoms, and what are some of the most common reputable, clinically effective, natural antidotes to each of those symptoms and scenarios, as many as I can get through. So this is going to be all about cardiovascular health. Why still cardiovascular health still appears to be one of the most highest causes of death in the world. I guess if your heart stops, you stop. And eventually your brain stops if you stop feeding it air and oxygen and blood flow. All right, so let's dive into some of the scenarios related to cardiovascular disease. I mean, the number one fear that everyone has is obviously having a heart attack or a stroke and dying suddenly. That's probably the number one thing. So there's a few conversations we've had over the airways for the last many years about what are some of the telltale signs of cardiovascular disease that you can physically look at. Well, chronic fatigue is one of cardiovascular failure. Your color of your skin becoming pale, loss of blood flow to the fingers and toes and becoming very cold. These can be signs, cold appendages, hands, feet, toes, fingers. They are cold, changing color when it gets cold. Or often you feel cold, that is a reduced cardiovascular symptom. Also, water retention in your ankles, edema in your legs, is 100% a sign of decreased heart function and also kidney dysfunction. All right, so let's talk about heart attacks, because this is probably one of the biggest things that people are most afraid of, is a alarming sudden heart attack that can change your whole paradigm of life, actually. Can change your entire paradigm of your family's makeup if you lost somebody you love to a heart attack. So heart attacks are pretty immediate. In fact, I'm not sure if you guys are aware of this, but it has been put in medical journals for decades. I've been an adult for 27 years, and I've been aware of this all 27 years of adulthood. The most common still sign or symptom that an individual ever discovers and makes them aware for the first time ever that they have a heart problem, the first most common sign or symptom that somebody has heart disease is still death by heart attack. That is still the most published, most common first sign or symptom that you have a heart problem. Well, by then, it's too late. You've died from a heart attack. All right, so there's a couple things that I will share with you here. If an individual has a heart attack and you want to know what you should have on hand, this is some information that might be helpful to you. You might want to remember it. Did you know that if a sudden heart attack symptom is present, severe chest pain, which is called angina — the word angina actually is indicative of a heart attack in the medical world. If you're having chest pain, they call it angina. You can actually stop the pain. But once you have a heart attack and you have the severe chest pain, from the time you have that pain to the time someone generally goes unconscious is about 10 seconds. So this is a very quick tool to get somebody out of going unconscious. You can help yourself, the individual having the heart attack, by coughing repeatedly and very vigorously. And here's how you do it. Take a deep breath before each cough. The cough must be deep and prolonged, as when producing sputum from the deep inside the chest. A breath and a cough must be repeated about every 2 seconds without let up until help arrives or until the heart is beating normally again. So deep breath in. Try to get sputum out of your lungs as deep as you can. And you are literally trying to make your entire chest cavity and all the muscles in your body cramp and spasm to restore the heart's function back to normal. These deep breaths get oxygen into your lungs. Your coughing movement squeezes the heart. It keeps the blood circulating. That squeezing pressure around the heart helps it regain normal rhythm. So this is something you can absolutely do. It's often called cough CPR. You can do that until help arrives. Also, this is very extremely helpful. I've heard this since early on in 2001 in acupuncture school, actually, so over 20 years ago, that if you'll just have someone take a half a teaspoon of cayenne pepper, right when they do it, take a half a teaspoon of cayenne pepper in some water and swallow it. This is massively beneficial at very quickly restoring the heart's rhythm back to normal. And another tip is to have on hand something called arnica. You can do homeopathic versions of that. Have arnica in your home or in your medicine cabinet. You want to take it within the first few minutes. And this incredible solution is absolutely proven also and well-known and documented to help stop heart attacks and worsening symptoms of heart attack and stroke. So remember, cough CPR. As deep a breath and cough as every 2 seconds as fast as possible and don't let up. And it'll keep you, yourself, if you're having the heart attack, chest symptoms, pain throughout your body, and massively sweating. Those are huge signs. Left jaw pain, left shoulder pain, left arm pain are all big time symptoms that you're having a heart attack. All right, now let's get into specific heart problems and data. I only give you those recommendations about a heart attack because, well, what if you or a loved one are around somebody who's having a heart attack? If you're not a nurse or a doctor, and none are on your commercial airliner, and somebody has a seizure on that plane, like has experienced when I was on a plane, the pilots will just come on the air and ask for a doctor. Is there a doctor on the plane? Well, I jumped up and took off running. There was also another MD on the plane who was closer to the patient who was having a heart attack during flight. And so he took over CPR issues and helped take care of this individual until they landed. But I was absolutely ready and willing to help. And you never know. If you might be at a restaurant, a bar, a church, in an airplane, you have no idea when symptoms might happen. All right. So the reason why we're visiting us again on Looking for Healing Radio is heart disease is still the number one killer in civilized nations, all of them. There's very many aspects to this. Part of the confusion around what to do to improve health of the heart and people worldwide is that everything appears to be interrelated. Your diet, your blood pressure, the hardening of your arteries called arteriosclerosis, atherosclerosis, plaque building up in your arteries, and other degenerative heart changes. So what they continue to repeat is that cholesterol in the arteries is the number one cause for heart disease. That is not. B vitamin deficiency is actually number one. The principal cause of heart failure, the world wants you to know, is a wrong diet, which is very true. And it can make you sluggish. Sugar depletes B vitamins from every muscle in your body, including your heart, all your arteries and blood vessels, and it absolutely will cause it. Let's discuss some symptoms that individuals will have in relationship to a heart attack. I already reviewed a few of those, and then we're going to do symptoms of heart failure in general. And then what are some of the things they know bring on a heart attack? All right, so signs of a soon coming heart attack include nausea, sweating, shortness of breath, dizziness, fainting, feelings of anxiety, difficulty in swallowing, vomiting, sudden ringing in the ears, and loss of speech. Heart attack itself may feel as a band of intense pressure to the heart. A powerful pain is produced, which may last for several minutes. It often extends to the left shoulder, left arm, neck, or jaw. But it may also be a small attack, producing relatively little discomfort. Sometimes it's even mistaken as indigestion, heartburn. It lasts about 30 to 60 seconds. Sometimes there's no symptoms at all. And this is termed a silent heart attack. An angina pectoris shows itself as a reoccurring pain beneath the sternum, and it lasts 30 to 60 seconds, like I mentioned. It is a severe constricting pain in the chest, often radiating from the left shoulder and down the arm. Now, If that ever happens to you or a loved one, you shouldn't be trying to download this radio show to remind them what they should be doing in an emergency. You should call 911. And while waiting, first thing first, call 911. Second thing, have them do the cough CPR thing. If you got some cayenne pepper, shove it down their throat. And then, of course, be ready with CPR for anybody that would like to be trained in that. Symptoms of heart failure, which is different than heart attack. Heart failure is just a weakening of the heart over a long period of time. Shortness of breath. Poor color, like I mentioned earlier. Fatigue. Accumulation of fluids, especially around the ankles. Now, I want to get into common procedures for the next 6 minutes. I want to go through what are some of the common procedures you will hear from your medical counterparts, medical doctors, about what's wrong with common heart scenarios. So you may hear these. I kind of want to have a definition for all of you because we're going to get into how to fix all of these, all natural antidotes to them. But you might as well be ready for what's going to happen while you're in the hospital. They're not going to want to listen to your recommendations from the Looking for Healing Radio at that point. But you're going to know and remember that I did this show. And you're going to know you can download it. Really, truly, what is going to come from this radio show, we're going to what I expect you to do at home after your loved one's been brought out of the hospital. All right, so common procedures for the heart. If anyone knows what an aneurysm is where a blood vessel starts to expand. It has like a ballooning in the middle of it. It literally looks like a balloon. It's just expanding, expanding. The actual walls of the blood vessel are thinning as it is expanding. Just like you'll see how bright colored a balloon is when it's not inflated. And so it'll be a really dark red color. By the time you've blown it up really big, it turns pink. Why? Because it's become so thin because you've stretched out the balloon. This is exactly what's happening with your blood vessel. So as it's stretching out, like imagine blowing air into a balloon. It's exactly what happens with an aneurysm. So when this happens, if it ruptures, circulation is disrupted, blood just pouring out in your body. And depending on the location of that aneurysm, the consequences can be grave. I'm not sure if y'all remember the comedian John Ritter, but he was in the Three's a Company show. I used to watch when I was a kid. I actually liked John Ritter a lot. It really sucked that he died within like a minute of having heart failure while out with his family or loved ones, I believe. I've always imagined he was at a park for some reason, like a Disney World or Universal Studios, but he had maybe it's just my images from the show, him dancing around being so excited with all his friends. But the image I have of him dying when I read the articles, he had a aortic aneurysm that ruptured. This is the big, huge artery that comes off the heart, bringing oxygenated blood from the lungs to the rest of the body. That thing had a huge aneurysm, and then it exploded and just ruptured open. And John Ritter was dead in less than 10 minutes. Which is awful. That's an aneurysm. All right. So if detected in time, aneurysms can be repaired surgically in many cases, and they will often put a band around the aneurysm. That's typically what they will do. Also, they can do bypass surgeries around aneurysms. I'm sure that they can confidently do that. Aneurysms, just for everybody listening, aneurysms, the number one cause for aneurysms whatsoever in any human being is a copper deficiency. If you go to the drartistshow.com, you go to globalhealing.com, you can buy bioactive copper from either one of us. And this bioactive copper is the form of copper called copper one that is found in nature and in plants that we consume that keep our arteries and blood vessels tight and not becoming weakened to balloon open as aneurysms. All right. Angina pectoris. Pectoris is the pec parts of the body, the chest. So chest pain. This is pain or heavy pressure in the chest that's caused by an insufficient supply of oxygen in the heart tissue. This chest pain may be severe or mild and is usually associated with physical exertion and relieved with rest. It can be a warning sign that a heart attack is coming. An angiogram is a medical diagnostic tool. They will take a camera and stick it up your femoral artery in your thigh and ride it all the way up inside of there with a little cable. And they'll go all the way into your heart and take pictures and look inside your arteries and look inside your heart. All right. So that's an angiogram. So they will take pictures, and those pictures come from the heart or blood vessels. And there's a dye that makes it visible in an X-ray, maybe done to diagnose valve diseases, blood vessel blockage, and other conditions. Then there's something called angioplasty. This is a procedure in which a small balloon is inserted into a blocked artery and they pump it up to squeeze the blocked plaque in your arteries up against the walls of the blood vessels. So to let blood through, they go and squeeze all the plaque that's on your artery walls inside of it. They squeeze it to the walls. Then they usually will put in a stent, a little tube inside your blood vessel to keep it open after they've used the angioplasty. An aorta is the main blood vessel bringing oxygenated blood to the rest of the body. Aortic atherosclerosis, this is a systemic disease involving the heart, brain, aorta, and peripheral arteries. Blood tests have not traditionally been used to diagnose its risk, but MRIs are used to identify plaque buildup in those arteries. And there is a blood marker in blood samples called C-reactive protein, is used as a biomarker for inflammation as a part of arterial atherosclerosis. Then you have something called stenosis. You have atherosclerosis, you have stenosis. Stenosis is a condition in which the aortic valve is narrowed, restricting blood from the heart into the aorta. So it can't leave the heart as much as it is in the heart getting into the aorta. It can result from an inflamed valve or from drainage, such as in rheumatic fever. Symptoms may begin in early childhood, including fainting, chest pain, and shortness of breath, especially with exertion. And then there's something that's been massively talked about the last 4 years, arrhythmias. Arrhythmias is the disruption in your natural heart's rhythm caused by improper functioning of electrical systems and cells in the heart. There's different kinds of arrhythmias. Palpitations is the term that refers to the feeling of a pounding heartbeat, whether regular or irregular. If you can feel your heart pounding, those are palpitations. Tachycardia is an abnormal increase in the resting heart rate. So if it's fluttering faster than you think it should be, lub dub, lub dub, lub dub, and it's going lub dub, lub dub, lub dub, lub dub. That is arrhythmias. Tachycardia is what that is. Tachycardia is an abnormal increase in the resting heart rate. Bradycardia is the opposite, you know, abnormally slow heart rate. All right. Flutter and fibrillations are situations in which the normal steady beating of the heart are converted by electrical error into a rapid twitching of the heart muscle. This ineffective functioning results in an insufficient supply of blood being carried to the bodies throughout the whole body and throughout all of its tissues. All right, we're going to come back in just a few minutes after the break. We're going to dive into a few more of these heart-related conditions, and then we're diving into the antidotes for all of these. All right, I'm Dr. Artis. We'll be right back after these messages.
I'm so confused. I don't know what to do.
I'm afraid of going to the hospital.
My doctor tells me nutrition doesn't work.
Trust is earned. We are the Energetic Health Institute, and we want to earn your trust. Natural medicine, holistic nutrition, detoxification, fasting, cellular healing, and so much more. Remember, the best way to be free is to be healthy. So stop being a patient and start being a student at energetichealthinstitute.org.
Lean, pure, with premium ingredients, Global Healing's Pure Plant Protein offers 20 grams of protein per scoop, and it's a perfect way to maintain and build lean muscle while indulging yourself. It combines enzymes and probiotics to maximize nutrient absorption, improving digestion and your gut health. Available in vanilla and chocolate flavors, elevate your protein consumption while supporting your overall wellness with Pure Plant Protein. Go to AmericaOutloud.shop and get 15% off using the code OUTLOUD. Global Healing, giving you the power to take control of your health naturally.
All right, welcome back, healers. I'm your host, Dr. Brian Artis. Hope you enjoyed the commercial break. I just want everybody to remember you can listen and learn from Dr. Brian Artis, Dr. Jana Schmidt, Dr. Henry Ely, and incredible healer Nicola Burnett. Every Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific. And you can go to our show page on AmericaOutloud.com to submit a health question. We can all answer on Friday on Looking for Healing Radio. We're always here for you. All right, so let's dive in and continue on with these symptoms that you will see and some of the usual procedures for these common heart problems. I mean, we just quit with arrhythmias on the other side of the break. Now we're going to actually go to cardiac arrest. This is when the heart stops beating. In fact, for anybody who has a loved one who has rheumatoid arthritis, psoriasis, any of these autoimmune diseases, the most common drug being prescribed right now is called Humira. If you look at any commercial or ad of Humira, oh my goodness, the very first warning you will see includes this warning. Human beings have died of cardiac arrest when taking Humira. So Humira, that drug has a side effect to cause cardiac arrest, which is stopping of the heart beating. When this happens, the blood supply to your brain is cut off and the person loses consciousness. Even a person in apparent good health who experiences cardiac arrest usually has unsuspected coronary artery disease, either hardening of those arteries or blocked arteries. Then you have what's called cardiomegaly. Cardiomegaly is the medical term for enlargement. Megaly means large, larger than normal. So cardiomegaly means heart is larger than normal. I actually dissected an African-American male in his 90s when I was in chiropractic school. And when we cut open his chest and I took out his heart was the size of an NFL football, which is 4 to 5 times the actual size of a normal heart. This guy also happened to have two pacemakers, one for the top part of his heart and one for the bottom because his heart was so big. So he had a very severe case of cardiomegaly. That is the enlargement of the heart. All right, so that's where the muscle just gets too big. Another word for cardiomegaly is cardiohypertrophy or cardiac hypertrophy. Cardiomyopathy is any group of diseases of the heart muscle. Cardiomyopathy is not the same as cardiomegaly. Cardiomyopathy, any of a group of diseases of the heart and muscle that result in impaired heart function and ultimately heart failure. Cardiomyopathies are classified according to the characteristic physical changes in the heart, such as enlargement of the heart, dilation of one or more of the heart's chambers, or rigidity of the heart muscle. And these disorders may be related to inherited defects or may be caused by any number of different diseases. Often in medicine, the diagnosis is unknown as to the cause. Cardioversion is another common cardiovascular disease diagnosed by medical professionals, and this is a procedure used to correct arrhythmias, in which electrical current is applied to the heart to restore normal rhythm. That would be your pacemakers. And then you have carditis. Carditis is inflammation of the heart muscle. You've probably heard of myocarditis. Carditis is heart inflammation. The heart is made of muscle, but another word for that is myocarditis. Myo is Latin for muscle, so muscles of the heart, inflammation of. So this can result from infection or from an inflammatory response as such in rheumatic fever, and it can lead to permanent heart damage if not treated. I want to remind the audiences here that I actually found research studies in the last 2 years that whenever an infection of a viral type has gotten in a human person or a mammal of any kind, it will cause myocarditis. And if you use 0.2 milligrams for every 2.2 pounds of body weight for any mammal that had myocarditis, you take the weight of the individual, divide it by 2.2 pounds, which is a kilogram. You multiply whatever that number is by 0.2 milligrams. And whatever that number is how much nicotine for 14 days each day, which reverses myocarditis, is required to reverse the scarring of the infection causing myocarditis, to cure the cells of the heart that have been damaged by the virus causing myocarditis, has already been proven to be completely reversed with nicotine, which is adding to why it is, I believe, the governments around the world are wanting to bastardize nicotine. All right. Then there's catheterization. This is a procedure sometimes used to diagnose the condition of the heart and or circulatory system to treat cardiovascular disease. It's a hollow, flexible tube called a catheter. It's inserted by means of a very fine, flexible wire into a blood vessel somewhere in the body, usually the arm, neck, or leg. And from there, it's threaded through the blood vessel to the heart or other location being investigated. Catheterization can be used to detect and in some cases treat arterial blockages, and to discover malformations of the heart and to study the electrical conduction in the heart, among other things. Obviously, congestive heart failure. This is a chronic heart failure of the issues. Labored breathing, even after mild exertion, and edema in the ankles and feet is typically a tall tale sign of cardiovascular disease. All right. Now, let's get into... I think this will just be very helpful for people to understand these definitions. There's just so many. All right. So some of the problems in which over time can occur in the heart with these four or five major problems. If you have a continuous arrhythmia where the heart is beating not at the same rhythm as it was before, the heart's not beating right. These natural rhythms are irregular. This is caused by problems in the heart, in the cell, which send out electrical signals to the pumping sequences. Palpitations occur when the heart seems to be pound, whether regular or irregular. There's what are called ectopic beats. Ectopic beats are beats which are premature, producing longer rests between some beats than between others. Fibrillations, which is a very common term you'll hear, fibrillations and flutter are a little different. They're an electrical error occurring, which sends some beat signals to the heart muscle, causing it to twitch instead of carrying out its normal blood pumping action. Valvular disease is the name for problems in the heart valve, so they do not open and or shut properly. Sometimes this is congenital, at other times it's caused by rheumatic fever or endocarditis in the heart cells, infection of your heart muscles. All right, so now let's get into some of the natural remedies with cardiovascular disease. All right, these are going to be some that are just in general. All right. These are the foods you want to refrain from eating. You want to refrain from mucus-forming foods and drinks is number one. Can you picture what a mucus-forming food would be? Well, all mucus is made in the nostrils, made in your sinuses, made in all your lymph nodes that include your tonsils and your spleen, and you have thousands of little bitty tonsils called lymph nodes all throughout your body. So you want to reduce mucus-causing foods. Well, dairy, all cow's milk foods are the number one mucus-forming foods. So cow's milk, yogurt, cheese, cottage cheese, ice cream, you name it. These are all high mucus-forming foods. And drinks you want to avoid, like milk. Instead, you want to take cayenne regularly. A quarter of a teaspoon every single day is a great way to keep the heart beating really, really healthily. There's also another herb I used to use with patients 20 plus years now that I recommend for people post heart attacks to get their heart back into rhythm and help protect it from further injury or harm. And that is using hawthorn berries, or haw berries. But hawthorn is an incredible herb. Haw berries are also another herb that can be used to help with irregular heartbeats. Heart valves can be toned up with the use of cayenne pepper also. So if you have a heart valve issue, you can strengthen the heart valves and their closure without a pig valve transplant. You can actually use cayenne pepper as a heart tonic, and you can use wheat germ oil. Both cayenne pepper and wheat germ oil help to reverse weak valve closing issues. For irregular heartbeats, arrhythmias, palpitations, you feel it pounding, black cohosh is an herb, along with lobelia. Now, lobelia is an herb, a plant called the Indian tobacco plant. It has an English name, lobelia. Inside of that, there's a component called lobelin, and lobelin helps to calm down the heart. It actually helps to protect the heart also from venoms and viruses in the body. Lobelia also acts just like nicotine. Lobelin has a very similar action to nicotine, just not as powerful as nicotine. And lobelin is the very first ingredient in my foreign protein cleanse. So the reason why we created the foreign protein cleanse was, one, help those who have been injured by the poisons of venoms and spike proteins around the world, and then get that out of the body and then continue to take it every single day. It's a combination of herbs and minerals with copper and gold included to magnify the potency of the plants in the herb, in the mixture, foreign protein cleanse, that I take two droppers full every single day, and I will for the rest of my life. I've been doing it since we released that in September. You can get that at thedoctorartistshow.com and also at globalhealing.com. All right, very good. All right, skullcap is another herb that is extremely beneficial for heart diseases of any kind, and valerian root. Anybody dealing with anxiety and panic and indigestion would benefit from valerian root. Valerian root is an herb I used instead of patients having to use Prozac or Zoloft, anti-anxiety drugs, or lorazepam at night or whatever, Xanax to fall asleep. No, I just used valerian root with all anxiety and panic disorders. It was phenomenal. Valerian root, 500 milligrams, dinner and bedtime were great for improving sleep and healing the heart. You want to make sure you're drinking water every single day. Hydration is extremely important. Also, salt added to water is extremely important. So there are various, obviously, different forms of salt, but salt is salt. So eat salt. Try not to be too troubled that you're going to buy the wrong salt. Himalayan salt, Celtic salt, sea salt. Just put salt in your body. You need salt. You need more than 3,000 milligrams a day of salt, by the way, with water to stay hydrated. Your kidneys control your blood pressure by releasing extra water retention from the body. And if your kidneys don't get enough salt and potassium every single day, they don't produce as much urine, and you'll back up water into the heart and into the lungs. Your blood pressure will go up. You will have heart palpitations and symptoms. All right. You also want to avoid anybody who has symptoms and worried about cardiovascular disease. Do not eat refined, processed, fried, white flour, or junk foods. Cannot stress that enough. And do not drink diet drinks. Don't drink soda of any kind. Get alcohol out of your life if you're actually worried about your heart health. Anybody out there who's complaining about their heart health and they're worried about dying from a heart attack, but they're all drinking Red Bulls and drinking Dr. Peppers and drinking alcohol every day, you don't really care. Don't eat any type of greasy or oily foods, including hydrogenated vegetable oils for sure. You don't want to do that. Also, in order to improve cardiovascular function, I always recommend that patients look up an anti-inflammatory diet recommendation. So foods that reduce inflammation in the body. And one of those foods, many of those foods that you will find on all these lists are going to include vegetables, fruits, grains, and beans in that low heart hurting scenario. So those foods don't hurt your heart. They actually bring down inflammation. So vegetables, fruits, grains, and beans. So organic, the better, obviously. In fact, organic, it must be organic. You've got to do it. If you're worried about heart disease or have had heart symptoms, you are so deficient in copper if you've had a heart attack. You're so deficient in copper if you've had a stroke. You're so deficient in copper if you've had high blood pressure. You're so copper deficient if you've had aneurysms of any kind. And copper is one of the minerals in the soil that are in your plants. Copper is the number one mineral that is destroyed in the soil that our plants are grown in and harvested, that we purchase in grocery stores. Glyphosate sprayed on all farms of produce anywhere in the world. Glyphosate robs the food and the soil of all of its copper. Mitochondria are found more in heart cells than any other cell in the human body. So if you are deficient in copper, your heart struggles more than any of the other ones. So one capsule of 1 milligram of copper, bioactive copper, copper one. Dr. Arshow, hugely massive, important. So this is why organic foods are so important. Glyphosate, they spray on all non-organic produce, destroys copper and zinc actually right out of the food. All right. Cold pressed vegetable oil is better. You want to use like 1 to 2 tablespoons daily of uncooked flaxseed oils, for example, because it contains both omega-3 and omega-6 fatty acids, which help with raising HDL levels and lowering LDL, called bad cholesterols. You should also include natural fat emulsifiers, especially lecithin, in your diet. You should eat brown rice, beans, fresh fruit, and vegetables, and do not eat peanuts or anything made from peanuts. I would avoid MSG, monosodium glutamate. I would also avoid foods that you know you have allergies to. If you're not aware of what those are, you might want to start doing an elimination diet. You just exclude one group of food, wheat, corn, soy, dairy, etc., for 2 weeks at a time. See how your body feels, then reintroduce the food after avoiding it completely for 2 weeks. Eat it again. And if it's wheat, you took out wheat out of your diet. 2 weeks later, you're going to take a bite of Wonder Bread and watch how you feel. If you have an allergy or sensitivity to wheat, you will have a rash, heart palpitations, headache, fatigue, and then you'll know, oh, I'm reacting negatively to the food group wheat. Let's avoid that. Same thing with the other dietary food recommendations. All right. So nutrients in general for good heart health. So these are some of the ones that are nourishing food supplements. Magnesium, a minimum of 500 milligrams. Potassium, follow the recommendations on any food item ever. Vitamins A, B, the entire B complex we've already talked about here. Vitamin C and vitamin E. Norwegian kelp for trace minerals is a great source. My actual iodine product at thedrrshow.com is a mineral iodine, and it's sourced from kelp. Helpful antioxidants include wheat germ oil, like I mentioned earlier, vitamin E, 400 international units at a minimum of vitamin E. Selenium. If you've got heart disease, you need at least 600 micrograms of selenium. I actually do that every single day, and I will for life. Selenium, selenium, selenium. You can get that at thedrrshow.com if you'd like. Coenzyme Q10 is also wonderful. This is a natural enzyme that lowers inflammation of the heart muscles, protects against arteriosclerosis and heart disease. 30 milligrams a day is usually the recommended dose for CoQ10. And then ginkgo biloba extract and rosemary are two herbs people should consider taking to help improve your health outcomes of the heart. The last one I would like to mention is vitamin D. Vitamin D at 3,000 international units a day have been shown to reduce plaquing in your blood vessels to protect from plaque developing. So these are some of the things you can do. Now, if you don't want vitamin D in a supplement, you should go out in the morning when the sun's coming up, the first hour of sunrise, and take off your shirt, take off your pants, stand in your underwear, your bathing suit, and get as much sun for 20 minutes as you can in that red light, intense sun of the morning and at dusk when the sun's retiring. All right, we'll be back with Looking for More Healing for Radio right after these messages.
Well, the year 2024 must be the year of the Patriot, and AmericaOutloud.news will equip you with all the information you need to give new meaning to the words Patriot Act. For our actions always ultimately define our words. Now is our time, my fellow Americans. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
Cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar, inflammation, and weight. These are all real-world problems that 87% of Americans are struggling with. Often, there are no symptoms, but left unattended, we become inundated with one health problem after another. It's time to fight back with HealRight. HealRight is a bar that you eat, but it's food as medicine that addresses the nutritional root cause of health issues in just 8 weeks. Developed by world-renowned scientists and backed by 15 years of research, HealRight is effective, but it's also delicious and works without additional diet or lifestyle changes. Step out of the statistics and use food as medicine. Visit HealRight.com/outloud or AmericaOutloud.shop and use the code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
World-class care from doctors you can trust, all from the comfort of your home. That is One Wellness. Dr. Peter McCullough and his team at The Wellness Company designed the One Wellness membership to provide free monthly supplements and unlimited telemedicine access with doctors that share your values. Go to OutLoudCare.com today and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first month of One Wellness.
Cardiovascular disease is the leading cause of death and disability. Lifestyle changes are critical, but you can also support your heart with concentrated nutrients. Healthy Cell created Heart and Vascular Health to support cholesterol and blood pressure with CoQ10, vitamin K2, resveratrol, and soluble fiber. And Healthy Cell's not a pill. It's a patent-pending gel you swallow. Get heart healthy. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. HealthyCell.com, code OUTLOUD for 25% off.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Looking for Healing Radio, where pharmaceuticals are not medicine, but love always is. So is nature. All right, so we're going to continue our cardiovascular diseases summary here. I'm taking the audiences through in the first two segments. What it is are some normal procedures medical doctors are looking for when it comes to heart disease and their recommendations. And then I'm going through a bunch of antidotes for natural remedies for cardiovascular disease in general in the last segment. Now we're going to get into some specific heart disorder issues and specific recommendations for those. All right. So let's dive into this. All right. Number one, heart disease in general. Let's do a little summary here. Eat no fried foods. You want flaxseed oil or wheat germ oil supplemented and in your diet. You need to take selenium, vitamin E, and 5 to 10 alfalfa tablets. Now, this is awesome. When I went to Standard Process's farm, I don't know, 15, 20 years ago, I got invited to go up there in Wisconsin to this all-organic farm built back in the 1930s since then. And alfalfa was one of the most primary nutrient-dense rich plants they were harvesting there and putting in every single tablet or supplement Standard Process made. Alfalfa is a major part of any cardiovascular product designed by Standard Process and for good reason. So Cardio Plus, Cardiotrophin, all of these products that are made by Standard Process are loaded with alfalfa. So 5 to 10 healthy alfalfa tablets daily for general heart disease. And if needed, you can supplement hydrochloric acid before each meal if you're having indigestion, heartburn, and minerally or vitamin deficient. If you take a 30-minute walk outside every day, keep a 30-minute oxygen tank in your house ready for when you need it, possibly. Now, palpitations. If you're having palpitations, heart's beating, and you can feel it. You're not supposed to feel your heart beating, but when you can feel it, that's way too intense. You need to avoid what's called MSG. This is a monosodium glutamate, and this is a preservative added to tons of processed foods that has a massive toxic effect on the heart. You should avoid, if you have palpitations, you should avoid caffeine, which is a stimulant, MSG, which is a toxic excitotoxin, sugar, and processed foods, which contain nitrates, nitrites. These are all stimulatory also, and sugar. You need to avoid food allergens, foods that bother you. This is where you do the elimination diet. You can download those for instructions and buy any books. For palpitations, you want to include supplementing vitamin B1 called thiamine, vitamin B3, vitamin C, selenium, and potassium. Selenium should be, if someone has palpitations currently, you should be taking 1.2 milligrams of selenium every single day. 1.2 milligrams is 6 of my capsules. Each capsule at the Dr. Arty Show of selenium has 200 micrograms. If you have palpitations, I recommend you take up to 1.2 milligrams. That's 1,200 micrograms. That is exactly 6 of the tablets or capsules. Once your palpitations stopped being sensed, then I would go back down to 200 micrograms a day, but only after you've put enough selenium into your body. Cardiac arrhythmias. This is where the heart's rhythm is off. You need to avoid food allergens and MSG, monosodium glutamate. And you need to avoid all Japanese and Chinese foods and buffets for sure. All processed food, fast foods are going to have MSG in them. You just need to avoid those if you're worried about having arrhythmias. Add selenium at 1.2 milligrams. Chromium is the next supplement, and that is less than a milligram. Just buy any supplement of chromium. It's going to be less than 1 milligram every single capsule. Just do one. Magnesium at 500 milligrams a day minimum. If you want to be really great, magnesium has a specific dose all humans need to be taking every day for their whole life, no matter how old they are, young they are. You figure out how much magnesium a person needs every single day by taking your weight divided by 2.2 pounds. So if you're 200 pounds, divide 200 pounds by 2.2, you're going to get 90 something. And whenever that 90 number comes, you multiply that times 10.6 milligrams. That's how much magnesium every human being on earth needs every single day. And if you're not getting it from your food, you better start supplementing. So for cardiac arrhythmias, if you want to really stop it, stop that thing. I actually cured my father-in-law's AFib he had for years, being on cardiovascular medications, still didn't fix it. He was on those drugs for years with atrial fibrillation, which is another form of arrhythmias. This guy, I put on magnesium at that correct dose, figured out his weight, divided it by 2.2, multiply that times 10.6. That's how much milligrams a day we gave him. Within 2 weeks, never again did he ever have AFib or any arrhythmias ever again. And he came off of much of his drugs. So he was in his 80s, late 80s. So this can be done at any age. All right, that's cardiac arrhythmias. All right, CoQ10 is also great, up to 300 to 500 milligrams a day. All right, and then a nervous heart. This would be causes included are anemia, low stomach acid. You need B1. It's called thiamine. You need vitamin B12, which is called cobalamin. And a methyl form of that would be best, methyl cobalamin, and iron is what they recommend. Now, personally, if you have a nervous heart, I would not do iron first. I would do copper first and see if your iron levels come up, just supplementing 1 milligram of copper every day if you have a nervous heart. Angina. This is chest pain, heart attack pain. If you survive it, you should take magnesium at the dose I just gave, a formula, your weight divided by 2.2 pounds, multiplied by 10.6 milligrams a day. And then essential fatty acids include omega-3 and omega-6s. Cod liver oil is a great source for that. Eating fish every day, once a day, is a great option for you. The Mediterranean diet is wonderful for angina and heart disease. Extra vitamins and minerals, exercise for 30 minutes every single day, and reduce your vitamin D intake from all sources. You also should avoid caffeine, sugar, and cigarette smoke. When they say avoid vitamin D, you should actually go out in the sun, but not supplement the vitamin D with chest pain. Congestive heart failure. Causes include lung disease, high blood pressure. You need to start supplementing vitamin B1 and selenium at 1.2 milligrams. That's 6 capsules a day. Myocardial infarction. This is death of heart muscle, identical to a heart attack symptoms. You should include vitamin C every single day. I would recommend 5,000 milligrams or whatever amount causes diarrhea. Go just below that amount. So if you're taking 5,000 milligrams and you're not getting diarrhea, kick it up to 10. If you get 10,000 milligrams and you have lots of diarrhea, good. Go back down to 7,500 milligrams. See if you don't get diarrhea. If you don't, stay on that dose forever and ever and ever. If you've gotten down to 3,000 milligrams of vitamin C and you're not having any diarrhea, that's the number for you. You want to try to get to bowel tolerance and go just below there. Bowel tolerance means just below what amount causes diarrhea. That's for myocardial infarction, death of heart muscle. Vitamin E, anything like 1,000 IUs is great. Selenium, that's 1.2 milligrams. That is 1,200 micrograms. Beta carotene, vitamin A, and hypochlorous acid. I would also like to throw in there are specific herbs like Google resin extract, like bromelain, like butcher's broom. These different herbs I have compiled, I don't know, about 5 years ago, into a supplement I released under the Artist Labs brand name called CardioFlow. It is only plants, only herbs, no minerals, no vitamins, only plants that are proven to help prevent all symptoms related to cardiovascular disease. And they are many. So you can go to thedrartshow.com if you want to learn more about CardioFlow. Also, on top of CardioFlow, anybody that's had a heart attack recently or stroke, I always put them on CardioFlow and recommend it. I also recommend to those individuals that they take at least 3 to 6 months of a product called Cardio Plus from Standard Process right away. 3 in the morning, 3 in the evening, all day long. All right, let's get into some other remedies and natural remedies. Let's talk about the cardiac arrhythmias again. The summaries I just gave are just a few little small things there, but let's dive into arrhythmias because this is a big, big problem. Hawthorn is an herb I actually mentioned earlier today in this broadcast. Hawthorn, for anybody who has struggled with arrhythmias of the heart, recommended dose is 240 to 480 milligrams once every day of hawthorn, my favorite herb on earth for cardiovascular disease. Taurine, you can find that at thedrartshow.com, is an amino acid destroyed by glyphosate and is responsible for so many people's heart health. Taurine should be taken every single day. I recommend 500 milligrams of taurine. You can get that at thedrartshow.com. Magnesium, we mentioned, 500 milligrams at a bare minimum. And you can work it up. And then CoQ10, we mentioned, if you want to know the dose for CoQ10, that's 120 to 240 milligrams a day we recommend. And then there is a beautiful plant called Angelica, which is used to correct It's an anti-arrhythmic herb and compound. You can blend it with raw veggies, garlic. You can put some water and a little honey to improve its taste. But it has at least 14 different anti-arrhythmic compounds in the plant called Angelica. For people who also have struggled with arrhythmias, I would recommend a few other herbs that they take every day. Valerian root, I mentioned. This has been used for arrhythmias and palpitations as far back as the Roman times, actually. It also lowers blood pressure. It increases blood flow to the heart, and it improves the heart's pumping action is valerian root. Now, valerian root, I recommend if someone's had a heart disease of any kind, high blood pressure, hypertension, has had strokes in the past, I recommend 1,000 milligrams every single day of valerian root. And then there's one other herb called astragalus. This is a plant. It's a massive immune stimulator. It also helps calm the heart to prevent and treat arrhythmias. And there's also barberry is also an herbal antibiotic for any kind of endocarditis, which is heart inflammation of infections. You can use barberry as an herbal antibiotic. Astragalus is the herb that helps as a immune stimulant and also benefits the heart massively. All right, let's get into, I want to try to pick on things that I know a lot of the more elderly senior adults are going to be struggling with. Why? Because I have a 92-year-old mother-in-law. My father-in-law was 91 when he died to COVID-19 hospital protocols to treat the flu, actually, in February of 2020. So let's get into hardening of arteries called arteriosclerosis and then plaque development in the arteries called atherosclerosis. So many people have either hardening of their arteries and calcification of their arteries, including the carotid arteries, but any artery will become hard with calcium excess called arteriosclerosis. Atherosclerosis is plaque is building up inside the arteries. Now, the recommendations are really good for both of these. So we're going to talk about both of these at the same time. All right, natural remedies to both hardening of the arteries, plaquing in the arteries. You have to drink lots of distilled water. Healing for the Ages, we've talked about this nonstop. You have got to drink distilled water. Make that your primary water every single day. It will pull out the calcium that is hardening all of our arteries and causing arthritis in so many people. Also, a very strict vegetarian diet is a good way to avoid artery problems. Broccoli, Brussels sprouts, carrots, pumpkin, sweet potatoes, and cantaloupe are considered especially health beneficial to the arteries and blood vessels of the body. Also, all fresh vegetable juices and fruit juices are considered blood vessel and artery healthy. You also want to eat high fiber foods that are low in fat and cholesterol. Primarily eat fruits, veggies, and grains, particularly dark green leafy vegetables. You want to eat foods that are rich in vitamin E, and those include nuts, seeds, and whole grains. Only use cold pressed vegetable oils. Garlic eaten with cholesterol foods tends to reduce the likelihood that cholesterol will clog the arteries. Garlic has been known to do that forever. Lowers LDL cholesterol, bad cholesterol, raises HDL cholesterol, and garlic is it keeps vampires away, and it keeps viruses away and bugs away. Eggplant tends to lower cholesterol levels. Did you know that? It also has nicotine in it to prevent heart attacks and strokes and death from COVID and venoms. Chromium, which is found in brewer's yeast, whole grains and supplements, and Brazil nuts, all kinds of nuts, can be added to the diet to lower cholesterol. That also has a lot of selenium in it as well. All right, in addition, vitamin E helps clear artery scars. Vitamin E helps to dissolve pre-existing blood clots, and it reduces by 80% the ability of blood platelets to stick together in your artery walls, plaques. That's vitamin E. You know what else does that too? NAC, N-acetylcysteine. If you have blood clots, you should be taking 2,000 milligrams of NAC every single day. If you don't know where to get it, can't find it, you can get it at thedrartishow.com. Blood clots is a massive issue going on around the world right now, and I had to have NAC to help prevent those worldwide. All right. Lecithin emulsifies fats in the blood, so they can also be used to break up existing plaques, just like the NAC can be used, both together. Selenium, supplemented at least 1,200 micrograms, 200 micrograms, up to 1,200 micrograms. Selenium helps vitamin C and E protect against arterial plaque formation. Did y'all know that? All right, other supplements. Calcium. I actually do not recommend calcium. Throw that one out. Don't listen anymore. Magnesium, 500 milligrams minimum, up to the formula I mentioned already. Selenium, 1,200 micrograms. Zinc, 10 to 30 milligrams, which is what we have in one capsule of zinc plus at thedrartishow.com. And then alfalfa is rich in a component called saponins. And saponins are able to bind to cholesterol in the bowel and prevent absorption. Everyone with hardening of arteries and blood plaquing in their arteries, you should avoid all refined sugar, please. It is actually proven that eating refined sugar causes hardening of your arteries and plaquing in the arteries. Don't eat processed junk, dairy, white flour, spiced or fried foods. You want to avoid pies, ice cream, egg yolks, sugar, coffee, colas, and alcohol. If you know you're moving toward an artery problem, eat no free oils. Eat no peanut oil and no margarine. Don't do that. You want to reduce your weight. You want to eliminate as much as possible sources of metal poisoning like aluminum or copper. Sorry, not copper cooking utensils. Lead plumbing, lead glazed ceramics, and contaminated water. When we talk about distilled water and heart disease, I cannot overemphasize this. Distilled water will help reverse heart disease, hardening of your arteries, and calcium deposited in your arteries, and will help to reverse plaquing. You got to use it. If you don't use it, you're going to lose it. So please keep doing it. X-rays, just so y'all know. If y'all like going and getting X-rays? CT scans, by the way, are millions of X-rays. If you like X-rays, did you know X-rays make premature arteriosclerosis more likely, hardening of your arteries? Stop subjecting yourself to all these medical tests that make it worse. All right. Anybody with high blood pressure, don't forget cayenne pepper. Don't forget garlic. Don't forget valerian root. Don't forget beet juice. Oh my goodness. Anybody with hypertension should be taking down beet juice. In fact, I actually reversed an entire heart attack my dad had one day in 10 minutes just by having him chew up canned beets. And yes, it is that fast. All right. Remember, you can tune in Monday through Friday for Looking for Healing Radio. Today, I'm Dr. Artis. Tomorrow, it's going to be Nicola Burnett. The next day, it's going to be Dr. Janet Schmidt. The next day, it's going to be Dr. Henry Ely. And remember, every Friday, we go over your questions. We're also going to start doing topics together as a unit. But tune in Monday through Friday at Looking for Healing Radio. May you have a blessed week and tell all your friends to join us next time.